This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, President Biden leaves on his first overseas trip since taking office. The president is going to Britain for a summit of the Group of Seven leaders, and then Brussels for a NATO summit and a meeting with the heads of the European Union. He'll meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin during this trip, and among other things, pressure him to bring an end to cybersecurity attacks on American businesses by Russian-based hackers. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We believe that President Biden goes on this trip from a position of strength. Dramatic progress against the pandemic at home, strong projected growth that will help power the global economic recovery as well, renewed American power and purpose, and a rock-solid foundation of alliances that will serve as force multipliers for our global agenda.
Vice President Kamala Harris is back from a trip to Mexico and Guatemala. She's been working to address the root causes of a spike in migration at the border.
The reality of it is that we need to prioritize what's happening at the border, and we have to prioritize why people are going to the border.
The vice president says it's important to understand why people are leaving their home countries. Turns out some rich Americans are paying less in taxes than you do. Here's our Jennifer King.
An anonymous source delivered reams of Internal Revenue Service data to ProPublica, a nonprofit investigative journalism organization. The report found the richest 25 Americans pay less in taxes than many ordinary workers do. Among other findings, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos paid no income tax in 2007 and 2011, and Tesla founder Elon Musk paid zero income taxes in 2018.
Experts point out they're using perfectly legal tax strategies. A former pharmacist in Wisconsin who intentionally ruined hundreds of doses of COVID vaccine has been sentenced to prison. This is AP News. And now to The Bachelor. Here's our Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The original host of The Bachelor is leaving the show for good. Chris Harrison's hiatus from The Bachelor is now a permanent departure from the ABC show. The network and the show's producer, Warner Horizon, issued a statement saying that Harrison is stepping aside from the TV franchise. The statement thanks him for his work on the show and wishes him well in the future. Harrison's departure comes 4 months after he defended a contestant after she was criticized over photos that showed her at a 2018 fraternity event with an Old South plantation theme. His strong defense of Rachel Kirkconnell led some to accuse Harrison of excusing racism. In a later online statement, Harrison acknowledged he did speak in a way that perpetuates racism. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The number one primetime TV show last week was America's Got Talent on NBC, with more than 7 million viewers. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.